very good morning to you. As the music goes out, Adam Lepp here, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, the one and only Mr. Scott Spears, on a program that we sometimes call Now Without Scott Spears. But that's okay. We have fun anyway, maybe even by some accounts, more fun than when Scott is sitting in this very announcer chair. In addition to listening the old-fashioned way over the radio, you can catch us on the website, WWGH1071.com. Just click the Listen Now button, or if you have a smartphone, or maybe a not-so-smartphone, you can download the free app called TuneIn, and you can tune into the station. No charge at all for the app. Works great on iPhones and Android. Search for WWGH 107.1, and you can listen anytime you wish, because that's how we roll here on The Talking Place. Many ways to listen, many ways to participate, and that's what I think radio is about in the year 2022. Last but not least, if you are a Facebook friend or follower of mine, you will probably see where it says Adam Lepp is live now. So you can listen through my live Facebook video. Watch me do the show here in our studio, decked out for the winter time. Lots of memorabilia, signs, and other fun stuff at our station, located on South Prospect Street. Again, we might be giving away gift certificates to one of Marion's finest restaurants later in the morning. Just have to stay tuned for that. We don't mind keeping you in suspense just a teeny tiny bit. So you might wonder, what do we do on Now with Scott Spears, or when I'm hosting, what we call Now Without Scott Spears? Well, most importantly, you are the star of the program. You can call me at our telephone number of 740-383-9944. Discuss a controversial topic. Of course, the big one is COVID and COVID-related restrictions, the politics, the science of COVID. Always welcome, even if you don't agree with me. We encourage you to call. In fact, it's actually more fun when we get to debate a topic. We can discuss the Buckeyes, the Reds, the Indians. Well, now they're called the Guardians, but whatever you call them, the Cleveland baseball team. Is there going to be a baseball season? That would be an interesting question. The football season, college and pro. The Bengals didn't do too bad, but they do tend to disappoint in the playoffs. Let's see if that happens. Hopefully it won't, because they're the team that I usually root for. The college football season, what do you think about Ryan Day? I think he's an excellent coach. Doesn't have the charisma that Woody Hayes or Jim Tressel and others have had. But he gets the job done. He's likable. He's very smart. And I think he will go down as one of the best college coaches ever. What do you think about Nick Saban? Is it time for him to hang up his coaching hat? Or was it just a bit of a freak that Georgia beat his Alabama team? Love to hear your opinion on that one. Certainly he's one of the greatest, and still very energetic at 70-plus years of age. You can try to stump me with a music or TV trivia question from the period of 73 to 87, because one thing about me is that I claim to be an expert on any and all music and series television from that period. Let's see if I can put my intelligence and knowledge where my mouth is. You know, one of our regular listeners calls me Windpipe, and I actually enjoy that nickname. I consider it to be a compliment, not an insult by any means. You got to talk when you're on the radio, and that's what I like to do. Been a lot of talk lately about masks. Do they work? Well, you probably know what I think if you follow me on social media. Of course, there are different types of masks. Many experts recommend using an N95, the traditional respirator mask that you might use if you're spraying pesticide or painting or around hazardous chemicals of some kind. Of course, they cost more. They certainly have additional amounts of protection, a more advanced formulation. So the question arises, how long can you really wear an N95 mask and still protect yourself and others from COVID? Lindsay Marr is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech. And Lindsay says, I wear mine for a week. Now, an N95's material and filtration ability are not going to degrade unless you physically rub it or poke holes in it, according to Professor Lindsay Marr. You'd have to be in really polluted air for several days before it lost its ability to filter out particles. So you can really wear them for a long time. She said people have been talking about 40 hours, and she thinks that that's fine. Really, it's going to get gross from your face, or the straps will get too loose, or maybe break, before you're going to lose filtration ability. The reason why N95 masks are designated as single use is that they are categorized as medical masks, and that comes from Aaron Bromage, an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth in the biology department. In medical settings, healthcare workers change masks more frequently to avoid, quote, cross-contaminating a patient room with equipment that was worn in a room of an infectious person, and then moving to the next room and bringing that infection with you. When you then take a medical-grade thing that is single-use and put it in the general public, we're not worried about you cross-contaminating different environments that you are in. It's really about providing protection to you. Good morning, you're on Now Without Scott Spears with guest host Adam L. Good morning, you're on the Now program with Adam.
Adam, did you dub that harmonica music in there, or can you play that harmonica?
I used to play guitar, and of course I sing mostly for comedy purposes, but I don't play harmonica. But I could learn. You're never too old to learn a musical instrument.
Well, I'll tell you, I really love to hear the harmonica. You don't hear that at all anymore, but boy, when it does, it catches my ear. I would love to play the harmonica. They used to have old so-called little harmonicas when I was a kid there, you know, but it really seems like to me that it takes a lot of talent to play that harmonica, and you can listen to it talk back to you.
Yeah, it's an underrated instrument, Stevie Wonder.
I was hoping you'd just whip that out of your shirt pocket there and just played a few tunes, but you ought to learn how to do that. You can play it on the air. I like to hear that, Adam.
That would be fun. You know, Stevie Wonder, harmonica. Of course, he plays every instrument, but that's the one that he was famous for.
What kind of music you play on the guitar?
I used to play like soft rock, the Eagles. That was
our grandson. He plays that. He's got the electric guitars. He's not only got one, two, or three, but he likes that too. He's 31 years old, so that age group. I love young people, and you know what? That age group in there, they can put on a real good show. You know, they.
You're never too young to learn an instrument. You're never too old, and I think music, especially in these tough times, is a welcome.
Yeah, my wife's family, they all could just pick up an interest, anything, a string instrument or anything like that, you know. And they said all of them, Carol's family, her father come from a family of 14. And you know what? They all could play instruments, sing, and the ivory on the piano and everything. But they said they just picked that up and learn it and just play it by ear. They never took lessons or anything, so they're talented people.
Yeah, you know, with many of your hard rock guitarists, Eddie Van Halen, you know, Jimmy Page, I think most people would agree they're the two top hard rock guitarists ever.
Okay, Adam.
You know, they kind of play their own style, and yeah, music is wonderful, and you learn so many things too. It's a gateway into the arts, And you can play by yourself, play with others. So no question, I certainly encourage all people who are musically inclined to take themselves up on that. Well, thanks for the call again. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Yeah, music, it's wonderful. And any kind of a time, be it a good, bad, winter, spring, summer, or fall. Of course, that kind of comes from the song You've Got a Friend, written and sung by Carole King, but big hit by James Taylor. When I took guitar lessons in the 70s, it was the soft rock, the Eagles, James Taylor, Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle, and Lion Eyes. I know those were two that my guitar teacher taught me. They're not super hard to play, but when you add the other instruments and the singing, you get a great package. And that's what's so nice about so much music that comes out of this great country. You put all the instruments together along with words that have a meaning, and it's some pretty good stuff, to say the least. Adam here taking your phone calls at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Telephone number is 740-383-WWGH. And again, you can talk about music, about some of the local sports events that are happening in this great area. About the weather, yesterday was a bit warmer than you would normally get this time of the year. But alas, they are calling for snow, especially in southeastern Ohio later in the weekend. But who knows? Sometimes they call for 2 inches of snow, we get 6 inches, and sometimes they call for 5 inches, and we get a few flakes. I have yet to shovel my driveway. There really hasn't been any snow worthy of shoveling or plowing, but they are saying it's going to occur. Probably not this far northwest, but in southeastern Ohio. Of course, that's where my friends CJ and Tyler, who are watching my video sporadically today, that's where they live. So just because we are north doesn't mean we necessarily get more wintry weather. That's what's interesting about weather. Sometimes the more wintry weather in the winter occurs to the south. Just keep shining your toes, but that's all the fun about weather, which we certainly enjoy. Adam here at about 25 minutes after 9 here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, on a program that we call Now Without Scott Spears. We were talking about N95 masks, which many experts are recommending that people wear instead of the surgical mask or a homemade cloth mask. Of course, they cost more. They're not very comfortable, but are they or aren't they more effective? We have been quoting Aaron Bromage, an associate professor of biology at the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth. She said N95s used to be only a dollar or so each, but prices have recently spiked. Supply and demand, right? That's how it usually goes. Just look at what rental cars are costing. Don't rent a car unless you are a very rich person. Seems like they're twice to three times what they would cost 2 or 3 years ago. Anyway, so the N95 masks, they've gone up in price from the approximate dollar price point that you might expect. Public demand for these masks has increased amid the Omicron variant concerns. Is it Omicron or Omicron? Apparently, both pronunciations are correct. So anyway, if you safely reuse N95s, you are getting at least 2 or 3 days worth of use from one mask. But realize that it still adds up to an expense. And again, that's the opinion of a professor, Aaron Bromage, at the University of Massachusetts in the biology department. Some local public health departments, like the Maryland and Milwaukee health departments, are offering free N95 masks. Here's what else you should know about safely wearing and reusing N95 masks. Now, as someone who studied and researched particle science when I was in college, this is kind of fascinating. Because do N95s work against a virus like COVID-19? We know they work if you're spraying insecticide or painting, you're in a dusty environment, but what about a virus? What about these droplets from your mouth or your nose? Compared to cloth masks, properly fitted N95s better prevent tiny particles from getting into your nose or mouth thanks to certain materials like polypropylene fibers, acting as both mechanical and electrostatic barriers to shared air, the primary driver of coronavirus infection. The difference between an N95 and a KN95 is where the mask is certified, and that's according to the Oklahoma State Health Department. The U.S. certifies KN95s, whereas China approves KN95s. That's fascinating, because I kind of wondered what the difference was. I've heard of the N95s, but the KN95, what is the actual difference? Now, the problem is that about 60%, that's a rather scary percentage, of KN95 respirators sold in the United States are counterfeit and don't meet the requirements of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And that's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Professor Bromage from Massachusetts said if they're made to the standard and certified by the appropriate boards in their country, like NIOSH here, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. How did I say that at 9:30 in the morning? I guess the coffee is working. Thank you, Sheets. They all do basically the same thing. But there is a ton of knockoffs that are not certified in the KN95 side of things that may meet the standards, but they're not certified to meet it. And there's others that clearly don't. Professor Marr, whom we quoted earlier, said N95 masks are not made for kids. For larger kids, my 10-year-old wears an N95 that comes in a small size intended for adults. Interesting, the science and sizing of masks. Professor Marr said if you see an N95 as marketed for children, that should raise a red flag. There will be KN95 and KF94s. I've never heard of KF94s. Anyway, they are designed for and marketed for children. With those, it's the same issue as we discussed for adults, which is to make sure you are getting them from a trusted, reputable source, because there's a problem with fake KN95s that are not nearly as protective as they should be. Project N95, the National Clearinghouse, working to provide equitable access to personal protective equipment and coronavirus tests, is a reputable source for N95 and KN95 masks, according to Professor Marr. KF94s are Korean standard masks. You might have to try a few different brands or shapes of KN95s, KF94s, or small N95s to find one that fits well and is comfortable for your child. If you still have trouble fitting the mask to your child's face, you can tie the ear loops or use toggles or cord lock adjusters to ensure that the mask fits tightly enough. To reuse N95 masks as safely as possible, the experts suggest that you avoid touching the front outer part of the mask when putting it on. Instead, try to handle it by the edges or straps. Professor Marr says definitely avoid the part right in front of where you breathe, like right in front of your nose and mouth. Even after wearing an N95 in a crowded indoor setting, like a subway, these masks are really designed to handle a lot of particles and will continue to work. However, a known exposure should affect your approach. Professor Marr says, if I was working in an office and I was wearing an N95 and someone in my office had tested positive, I'd know I was well protected, but I'd probably throw out the mask, because that mask has done its job of trapping the virus, and I don't want to take the risk of it being there and getting on my hands or whatever. Now that, you could have unknowingly been near an infected person in any public place, such as a subway or grocery store, while wearing an N95 mask as possible. The experts suggest stay at least 6 feet away from others as much as possible to help reduce COVID-19 risk. Professor Bromage and Professor Marr said if the mask becomes damp, visibly dirty, bent, creased, or otherwise damaged, including from wearing makeup, you need to replace it since these conditions could decrease the mask's effectiveness. The longer you wear it, the more it's actually trapping material, which means that the breathability, the resistance of the mask, starts to decrease. One of the first indicators of being able to change it is if it looks nice and clean, is that it just feels a little harder to breathe through. There appears to be more resistance with every breath. So some mask maintenance tips for you. Is it worth using an N95 or a KN95 mask? You want to make sure that a KN95 mask is not counterfeit, as experts believe as many as 60% of them made in Asia are. That would make them quite dangerous. Is a mask worth wearing at all? If you watch my social media, listen to my social media, look at what I quote, you will know what I think. Now, I do believe that N95s have some effectiveness, whereas a surgical mask has little or no effectiveness, especially with the way that people tend to wear it. And of course, the problems that they introduce, especially a surgical mask, that they affect your breathing, affect your complexion, and provide damages to your mental state, means that they are definitely worse than nothing at all. In terms of an N95, I do believe they provide some protection, both to yourself and to others, but is it worth it considering the problems that they introduce and the fact that many people don't wear them properly? It certainly is a controversial topic, should masks be required. Again, if you read my social media, watch the videos and other things that I post, you will know how I feel. Certainly we want to keep the pandemic under control. We want to end the pandemic, as it seems like it is dragging on almost 2 years at this point. But how do we mitigate it? Are masks the answer? What kind of a mask? Should children wear them? Certainly there are many questions to be asked, and as I've mentioned, this is a tremendous story in terms of controversy, in terms of methodology, what the experts think, what so-called experts think. Probably the biggest issue in my lifetime, and you know, I've lived through quite a bit. One thing we do encourage you to do here on this station is provide your opinion. Open phone lines. We can talk about anything related to the COVID-19 situation. Masks, social distancing, quarantining, the different variants, how serious is the illness? So many aspects of this. And again, our phone number is 740-383-9944. You can listen to our station the old-fashioned way, 107.1 megahertz on the FM dial. Listen online at our website, wwgh1071.com. And of course, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, I'm actually broadcasting a live video. And so you go to Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio, you'll see where it says Adam Lepp is live now. And you can watch me do the show right from our studio here on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. Coming up in about, an hour and 35 minutes, we have Pastor Steve Whitaker with The Pastor's Spot, a weekly radio program here on WWGH Radio. And with Scott Spears not being in the studio, we're not quite sure where he is, but I know where he's not. I will be the co-host. So an excellent program. You will come away a wiser person than you were before you started listening. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker today and every Friday morning. between about 11:15 a.m. and noon. Mary Ellen Withrow, you know, one thing about working in the broadcasting business is sometimes you're doing your show, sitting behind the microphone, minding your business, taking phone calls, having fun, and a famous person, someone whose signature has adorned money for many, many years, walks in the station.
I brought these for Scott, but he's not here.
Have a seat, Mary Ellen. Have a seat right there.
Okay.
Yeah, right there is fine. There on the, okay. To the left of the books, okay. Or the right of the books from where you're sitting. Yeah, Scott, Mary Ellen, Scott is parts unknown. We're actually not quite sure where he is. Now, I believe that he's actually got something up his sleeve, because a few months ago when I subbed for Scott, he was actually in New York City at the home of Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue. You know, I've challenged him to have the Queen of England on this program. Now, you're kind of like the Queen of Marion, and that's great. We love it when you come by. You're always a breath of fresh air, always smiling, always happy. But you probably would agree, getting the Queen of England would be quite a conquest.
I tried once, but I got Margaret Thatcher instead.
Yeah, but that's pretty close. And I mean, she really has more power. I mean, yeah. She's kind of like, at that time, was like the equivalent of the president of the UK. We discussed that earlier. It's like, what does the royal family do? It's, one is, you know, the prime minister alike is similar to the president, but not quite the same. Is the head of government. Then we have the ceremonial head. The analogy kind of being that some cities and towns in Ohio have a strong mayor and council system. Some have a weak mayor and then a village administrator or a city manager. Marion, of course, has a strong mayor system. And Cincinnati used to have the weak mayor system, like when Jerry Springer was mayor, which probably was a good thing. But now they have a strong mayor system. So sometimes it will evolve over time based upon the office holders. And we do appreciate you stopping by, Mary Ellen. You were on the air with Scott quite a while yesterday.
Yeah.
Always a good conversation.
But you can have these.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are gumdrop bars that I made.
So in addition to being the holder of one of the most famous signatures in the universe, you're also a chef.
Not really, no. I don't cook very much anymore. But anyway, I'll let you do
it. Oh, it's okay. Well, thanks for coming by, Mary Ellen. We really appreciate it, especially when somebody famous, a lot more important than myself, stops in. Good to see you, Mary Ellen. You look great.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye. You too.
You never quite know. We have a dollar bill signer come by the studio. And not only does she come by to say hi, she actually brings nourishment. And that's always a good thing. So, yes, something tells me Scott is actually at Buckingham Palace, getting ready to interview the Queen of England, because I would not put it past him one bit. But whatever the case is, I'm sure that that gentleman has something up his sleeve, and we shall find out. You know, we waited months and months for him to get Geraldo on the air, and sure enough, Geraldo did appear. And it was an excellent interview, to say the least. Adam Lepp here, taking your telephone calls, and again, you don't have to be a famous person to call this program. You don't have to be Geraldo. You don't have to be a former staff member of President Clinton. You can just be a regular person, like myself. That's fine. We invite all people to call, all opinions, all viewpoints, 740-383-9944. In some interesting news in this great country that we call the United States. And again, feel free to call, interrupt me while I am discussing this story, 740-383-WWGH. Ah, the telephone rings. We always like it when people call the program. Makes it so much more fun. Good morning, you are on now with Adam.
Well, Adam, you know I'd like to hear your opinion. It seems like when I was very young, and I'm 80 now, but when I was very young, even in the teens, they was wearing masks over in Tokyo. Do you have any information you can give me? Do they still wear masks in Tokyo like they used to? Day in and day out, that was part of their life. Do they still do that, Adam?
In Asia, in Japan especially, mask wearing has been much more common. I remember with stories about the bird flu and some of the other diseases that we've experienced in the world in the last 10, 20 years, seeing footage of people in Japan and other parts of Asia wearing masks, but it wasn't done here in the United States. Now, do they know something we don't? Are they wearing masks that are more effective? I would say that the latter, as that an N95 certainly has an effect, and in some cases might be advisable. But again, the surgical masks, the bandanas and cloth masks, overwhelming research shows that they have minimal efficacy, minimal mitigation effects against the virus, and provide physical and certainly emotional harm. Now, there are certainly issues with a N95, but do the benefits outweigh that? That's a decision I think as Americans we should make on our own. That's probably the best that I can say. You know, there are differences just in cultures. In Japan, people take their shoes off, right, when they enter a home or a business, and some people do that here, some don't.
Yeah, I do that myself here. We've had, you come in with muddy feet, it just kind of stands to reason you take your shoe off, you know what I mean? But, hey, you know, Mary Ellen Withrow there paid you a little visit there.
Yeah, you never know. That's what's cool about this station, is you never know when somebody famous might walk in. And sure enough, I hear the door open. I thought it might be a prize winner or maybe someone.
My wife and I graduated in 59. My wife graduated in 61. During our school time, even in junior high and stuff, there was a woman called Mary Jo Stafford. And I read an article in the paper a while back that Mary Jo Stafford was Mary Ellen Withrow's teacher. And she paid good comments to Mary Ellen Withrow in her article there that I read. Well, it was back a long time ago that article. But I have some old papers and stuff that I looked through them. But isn't that coincidental? Mary Ellen Withrow says when they call her Mary Ellen, they know her. If they just call her without that name, you know, they don't really know her. But Mary Jo Stafford was Mary Ellen Withrow's teacher. So I just saw it pass that on for a little.
That is quite fascinating. I guess there must be a lot of older women in Marion where the first name is Mary and there's another name that they use for their middle name.
Our oldest son had three children. He had a son, Thomas, and a daughter, Antoinette, and then here come Hazel 10 years later. Now, that's an old name, Hazel.
Yeah, you can sometimes judge a person's age by his or her name. And one interesting point is my grandma, and if she were still alive, she would be 110. Her name was Hannah. And for a long time, you thought of Hannah as like being an old lady's name, but Hannah became really popular about 40 years ago, and now there's a lot of young women named Hannah. So these names sometimes get back into the forefront. Hannah being perhaps one of the most best examples. Michael, people named Michael can be any age. You know, Earl, for example, people named Earl probably are senior citizens or older. And that name really never became popular again.
Uh-huh.
And it is kind of fascinating, and you look at the most common names every year. Sometimes it seems like they get more and more unusual. I always think of Michael, Steve, Jeff, you know, and of course John and Robert being the big names for men, but those have kind of dropped off. Even Michael isn't as popular, but you still hear it. You never really know how old somebody named Michael is.
You know what? When you get people's names, their first name and the last name is the same, you know what I mean? Bill Jack. There's, you know, it's kind of odd, you know, you just kind of still hear that, you know, like, the first and last name is the same as the first name. They got a name for that. What's that proper name on that? Something like that, Adam. I know they call that when the first name is the same as the last name or vice versa.
Like if your name is William B. Williams or John.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. It certainly is a bit confusing.
Yeah.
And we have
and
a lot of...
when they start going, the name goes to senior and junior, and they go, the Kings was be something to really, if you're the mailman, to go down the street and figure that out, wouldn't it?
That would certainly be a challenge for your mail deliverer.
Yeah. Okay, Adam. Thanks.
One name, I guess, that's interesting, that's a common first and last name, is Taylor. And Taylor is pretty much split 50-50 between male and female. So a Taylor, you know, could be a tailor by trade. There's not a lot of tailors anymore.
I knew that I had trouble with was his last name was Craig,
right.
And it was named Michael Craig, and I could never figure out. I'd call him Craig Marshall and this and that, and I think there's some newscasters and stuff there with those names, Marshall and
Marshall McPeak in Columbus,
yes,
a weatherman.
Yeah. I knew it. There's McPeak here in Marion. I grew up with him. His name was McPeak. He worked for a high Edison company. Hey, Adam, I could go on forever talking, and you're a pretty good talker, too. So I think it's fun to talk, but I don't want to hog the airwaves.
Oh, no, it's okay, because, you know, I call Scott's show, and I hog the airwaves for half an hour, and so that's why one of your fellow listeners called me Windpipe, and I enjoy that name. I think it's actually a compliment.
Well, you know what they said when we was little kids, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
That is very true, my friend. I'm kind of waiting to see who the next famous person is who will walk through the door. Something tells me maybe Geraldo will just stop by.
You know what my mom said to me when I was a kid growing up? She told me, and I'll never forget it, that I have some hard times holding it back. If you haven't got anything good to say about anybody, just keep your mouth shut. But, you know, a little jab here and there, that isn't the same token she was talking about. She said it keeps you out of a lot of trouble. So Mom was pretty good at telling me little things like, "Here's Dad, he'd tell me too, but when he told me something, it was a little harsh way, and you didn't forget it. I forgot what you said." No, you didn't forget usually what Dad said. Mom's, you know, you could, but I stuck with Mom. Mom said, always told me, remember one thing about, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I didn't figure that out because I used to go in the car with Mom and Dad, and they had this big dog out on the farm where they went up to get eggs. And so I said, "Hey, Mom, I'll go up and get eggs." Mom used to like to talk to the woman up there, but the dog really kind of bothered her. And I said, "I'll go up there." And I told Mom, I said, "I'm not scared of that dog. Boy, that dog followed me clear up there. I was scared of it." But we used to get eggs in a little basket, a pretty good size basket, maybe 3 or 4 dozen. And I can understand, I almost tripped on the step and fell. But she said, "You know that old saying, don't put your eggs all in one basket?" And I said, "Now I understand, Mom." But isn't it funny how this stuff linger on in your life all through your whole life?
Yeah, many times you have to experience a life event to understand what one of these cliches means.
Yeah, I always liked hearing that kind of stuff, and it was pretty good. If you heeded some of the stuff you heard and followed through the rest of your life, it helps you a long ways in life, you know?
I think one that applies that I brought up with politicians, because Mike DeWine was thrown into the COVID situation just after he took office, and I think he thought governor would be easy. It would be part of his legacy before he retires, is be careful what you wish for. And you never know. I mean, same thing with Donald Trump. His presidency was a wild and woolly one. So if you want to be in high office in this country, it might be mellow and boring, or it might be one issue and thrill and piece of drama after another. So if you don't want to take the risk that it might be a bit more involved, if not crazy, than you thought, don't take that endeavor. That's probably the best thing
I can
say.
You don't hear too many presidents they call the Rough Rider, do you?
Not really, just Teddy Roosevelt, one of our greatest presidents. And
yeah, boy.
The Roosevelt family.
Take care.
Yeah, nope, thanks for calling. Yeah, the Roosevelt, thanks for calling and have a great day. Roosevelt family, you know, they were third cousins or something. They weren't closely related. Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, two of our greatest presidents. Teddy Roosevelt being a Republican, but a very old school Republican, really nothing like the current Republicans, and FDR, of course, being a Democrat. Both great presidents and great men with excellent legacies in the history of this great country. Good morning. You are on the Talking Place with Adam. Yes, hi.
Yeah. Hey, the guy that was just on, he brought up a name that I sat and listened to her for a long time, Mary Jo Stafford.
Yes.
But the teacher, I remember Lucille Thorne, which was a teacher, Artie and I hung together, and Rita Roberts. And Rita Roberts and Lucille were sisters, and Mary Jo, they all hung out together. So he brought up Mary Jo, and he went on to tell you that, and see if you remember those two. They were teaching a long time ago. I had one of them.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Oh, and by the way, you used to do that a lot of static.
I'm sorry?
When somebody else is throwing, it's not bad. But you're getting out.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. I'm trying to watch the levels and take a look at our equipment and all that radio gadgetry. It seems okay to me, but I know some listeners have brought it up. I'm not quite sure what to say, but do let us know if there's an issue with the signal or the phone call, because without talking, there's not much going on at WWGH. That would be for sure. We appreciate your call, though. Thanks again for calling. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Open phone lines. You can talk about anything you want. Always appreciate when our listeners participate in the station. Good morning, you're on WWGH.
Adam, you're sad. I don't understand you last time. And not coming in. But I said your mic or something, it's all set.
Yeah, I'm really not quite sure. I'm looking at the levels and they're fine. They're right where they should be. Best I can tell, I mean, let me know if there is an issue. We've had different assessments, some people indicating that the signal is a bit weaker or crackly, or issues when we're on the phone. So, yeah, just let us know. Live feedback and live analyses by listeners like yourself is the best way to know how it's going here at The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Adam Lepp here, substituting for the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott E. Spears, on a program that we call Now with Scott Spears. But of course, today it's called Now Without Scott Spears. And I will be back next hour between approximately 10:15 and 11 for part 3 of the Now program. And we invite you to listen. You know, whenever you listen to a show on this radio station, you always come out of it more intelligent, more insightful than you did when you began listening. And of course, especially when I take the microphone at WWGH, there will always be at least one surprise every 12.7 minutes. And last but not least, it is hard to listen to a program starring yours truly and not giggle just a little bit. Because, you know, especially in these tough times, laughter is certainly the best medicine. And I think if we give a dose of that medication and we laugh a little bit, life will certainly be much better. Good morning. You're on The Talking Place with Adam.
Yeah, is Scott and Angie going to be on tonight?
I am not quite sure, and I asked Scott myself, and he didn't know what to say. You know, sometimes Scott avoids the question. He's quite skilled at that. I personally think he's at Buckingham Palace interviewing the Queen. That's where I think he is. He won't tell me. That's why I think he's up to something. But if he's not...
We'll just have to wait and see then.
Yeah, maybe he's in London, Ohio instead of London, England, and that's not too far, so that means he will probably end up on the air with the lovely Angie between 8:15 p.m. and 10 this evening. But if he is in Buckingham Palace or he's in the Big Apple or maybe just sitting in his house in Marion... Listening to my program, chillaxing, you got it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, we'll find out. What I suggest you do, because I don't know myself, believe me, I don't even know, is listen at 8:15 p.m., or maybe I'll still be around and I'll just do the show. That's okay. If people don't get tired of hearing me for 7 hours today, why not, right? But thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Again, taking your telephone calls about anything and everything, 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. Coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes, it is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect with the Pastor's Spot. Excellent programming. You'll certainly come out of the show smarter and more insightful than you were than before you started listening. About 11:15 to noon today and every Friday morning on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Also on Sunday, between about 12:15 p.m. and 1, Pastor Steve's worship service from his church from earlier that day broadcasts on this station. And that's Sunday, including in a couple days from today, between about 12:15 and 1. And that program is preceded by Pastor Craig Heilman and Study His Word Radio between 11:15 a.m. and noon. Good morning. You are on The Talking Place with Adam.
Hi, Adam. I'm calling. I've heard this, or at this situation when Scott's on, too, but it seems like when the microphone or whatever you guys talk on, that particular one, when you and Scott talk on that one, each one, that it's like my radio is just slightly off station. It's kind of nasal. You guys are kind of nasal. Now, you get the radio or you call somebody on the phone and it comes through clear. But it's like that microphone that or whatever you guys talk on makes my radio like you're nasal, like you're just slightly off station.
The phone does affect our voice a bit, and I notice when I listen, because I listen to my program at the gym and at the house, it's a little fuzzier, and that's just because of the way things sound over the phone. And there are a few tricks.
No, it's like if you or Scott's just talking to us and you don't have any phone people, you're nasal. Now, when you're talking to somebody on the phone, the person on the phone is clear. But you're still nasal.
Okay. We'll look into that because we need feedback from listeners like yourself to make sure we sound as good as possible.
Yeah, because, you know, like right now, it's just like you need to move your dial just a hair to clear it up.
Okay. I'm going to listen in the car also and try to heed your advice. I really do appreciate it, though, and thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And be back next hour for more adventures into radio on The Talking Place, WWGH.
You're listening to WW.